We are the Bride Radio as the voice of the true bride of Christ.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming King awaits. This is a WATV disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you.
Welcome, my friends, to the Texas Power Hour with Pastor Carolyn Sism and friends. This radio show is an outreach ministry of Eastgate Ministries in Katy, Texas. Experience the power, experience the glory with Pastor Carolyn Sism. Check out her website at www.eastgateministries.com.
Until we get to where we're singing up in the high praises. Hallelujah. We got everyone healthy right now, I think. Right?
Yeah.
Gene is recovering.
Yep.
And on the way to recovery, and everybody's in good shape. Alan and Sandra took a trip to Temple. and they saw some old folks at their family at their school reunion. Yeah. Sandra said that there was old folks there, and but they were all Republicans.
Yes, they were. And they sang the Pledge of Allegiance and stood up.
Okay.
They sang the Pledge of Allegiance and stood up.
All right, patriots. Okay, our message today is the faith of God. I want y'all to say that.
Faith of God.
That's different than my faith.
Yes, it is.
And that's what we're going to talk about today. The faith of God is the faith of the Son of God. And it's the highest realm of faith. Because it's God's faith. It's God's faith. And faith of God created the universe by His spoken word. His faith spoke and created. The faith of God in Jesus Christ established His kingdom on earth. The faith of God in Christ Jesus raised Christ from the dead and will raise us to eternal life. I pray today that we're going to reach into the third heaven and that we will apprehend that faith of God on earth as it is in heaven. That we, like Jesus, will be able to bring that which is in heaven to earth, as Joanne spoke this morning. That's my vision now. That's the vision of the church. We're teaching on heaven on Sunday nights. We've been on it the whole year. We're going to continue. Because that's what God is speaking to me now. Carolyn, that which is in heaven will be heavenly on earth. So this is the vision of the church for this time that God has each day in. That we, like Jesus, will be able to bring that which is in heaven to earth. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So if we're to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, our faith is going to be God's faith, not our faith. And now your faith is good. Okay, your faith is a good thing. But I'd rather have God speak through me. Most of the miracles I've seen have been God speaking through me. I mentioned earlier, I posted on our Facebook last night while I'm working on this, and faith spoke in my spirit man. We have won the election. Okay, that wasn't Carolyn's faith speaking my faith of what I believe. That was the Spirit of God speaking through me.
Yeah.
All right. As I mentioned earlier, I declared that about Kavanaugh. Probably a couple of weeks out, and all hell broke loose because that faith rose up. So when God speaks, there's a good chance Satan's going to try and make it not come to pass. Would you say? You know, even though I have a gift of faith, that's not a boast. A gift is a gift. If you have a gift, and all of you have gifts operating in your life of God, it's not due to how holy you were, or how smart you were, or how many times you read the Bible, or anything. It was a gift that God gave you that you did not earn.
Amen.
And you can't take credit for it, and you can't boast about it. You can't even boast about your salvation.
Amen.
That too is a gift of God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So I can tell you I have a gift of faith. I do have a gift of faith. All that I ministered, now the word, the gifts of the Spirit, the anointing, the offices, is through the gift of faith. I have numerous sermons on faith. I have when I'm writing my books, I've got 3 books on faith. When I get them together, just bang, 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 out they go. Because I've had so many sermons for 30 years. And with these sermons, each one the Lord has allowed me to explore and experience many realms of his faith through the gifts of the Spirit. In this fellowship, we press onward, going from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And there are realms of faith glory that we have not yet experienced. There are realms of faith glory that we've experienced in the past. And for some years now, the Lord has had us plowing. We've been plowing hard. Our shoulders bent to the plow. But I'm ready for that fallow ground to be broken up.
Amen.
For the Lord to bring forth that which he's bringing forth for the church at this time. But it's the prophets who have to put their shoulder to the plow. And they can't back up no matter how hard the ground is.
Amen.
You remember the Lord spoke to him in a dream in 1990. He said, your faith has been purified in the fire 7 times. Go and teach it. Okay, so that means your faith is going to have to be tested. Your faith will be tried. Your faith will go through the fire. Right?
That's not,
and you don't get lack of faith when you get in the middle of the fire. That's when you accelerate.
Amen.
And the scripture confirms this word in Psalm 12:6. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified 7 times. I'm reading the book, Moving in the Glory Realms by Joshua Mills. I don't know much about this young man. I've just started the book, but his faith is tremendous.
Amen.
And again, Jenny gave me the book, and she's well into it. But this young man, I've heard a little bit of Sid Roth. He has golden glory and greater manifestation than Sid Roth ever seen. Yes. Jenny said in this book that he has times when he's playing the keyboard, and his hands are playing the keyboard, but he's in heaven.
Amen.
The spirit man is in heaven. And he went through the time, the early the times. Well, y'all were around. You might not have been in it, but I was. When the Lord was revealing himself as we moved to the glory realm through oil, coming and showing on people's hands, the golden glory began to appear. There were manifestations in the natural that the Lord was moving his church into another realm of glory. And we thought that we had, I did, Carolyn thought, okay, as you've heard me say, that we'd come into that time when that surely the glory of God's going to cover the whole earth and then all hell breaks loose. We had two wars. We had to fight for our nation. The church has been through trials and tribulation. We have been through the fires personally. We've been through the fires as the body of Christ. And did that mean that God wasn't moving and we back up and slack up and sit down? No, that means you just keep going through the fire.
All right.
But that's when your faith is purified. Some of us are guilty of hanging around the lower dimensions of faith and not exercising the spiritual muscle God has given us. Okay, and when the going gets tough, we quit. That when the going gets tough, the tough get going. That's faith. And God will honor that. God will honor your faith to keep going. It blesses him. He doesn't honor your faith when you say, oh, woe is me, and you just sit down and say, everything's coming against me, and I'm having such a hard time, and woe is me. You think God honors that? No. In his book, Joshua Mills presents the three dimensions of faith as little faith, great faith, and perfect faith. And perfect faith as the faith of God. Now, little faith, we all know the scriptures about little faith. I run into it all the time as a pastor. And my flesh wants to knock him in the head. But I have overcome that. And I begin to speak faith into them. Jesus spoke about little faith. Matthew 8:26. Jesus said to them, and that would be his disciples, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? So what were they afraid of? They were afraid of the storm. They were out in the sea, and the waves were coming up, and Jesus was saying, do not be afraid, O ye of little faith. Luke 12:28. If God so clothes the grass which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? So they were complaining they didn't bring any bread, the disciples were saying. Now this is the disciples he's talking to. They didn't bring any bread. They didn't have anything to feed the multitude. And Jesus had just fed 5,000. So he's telling them they have little faith. Now they know Jesus. They're walking with Jesus. They've seen his miracles. But they still have little faith. I mean, they're saved. Matthew 14:31. Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. That would be Peter. And said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And that was when Peter tried to walk on the water. Now most of us wouldn't even get out of the boat and walk on water. But Peter got in trouble. He tried, and then he was, oh, you have no faith. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Matthew 16:8. See how far we've got to go, church? Matthew 16:8. Jesus said unto the disciples, oh, ye of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Okay, Jesus uses little faith to describe fear of lack, fear of having provision, fear of safety, fear of our well-being. Basically, he's telling them they have little faith because they do not believe that God's providential care will take care of his own. That's a little faith. If you say, woe is me, I don't know how I'm going to take care of myself in retirement. Woe is me, I don't know how I'm going to pay this. I don't know how I'm going to do this. And woe is me, I don't know this and that. That's a little faith. Is anybody, I'm not talking to anybody in here.
No, you're not.
Okay. Okay.
All those people out there.
Yeah.
Social media.
Okay, so what is providential? Definition of providential. Do you know that there's people, I heard a long time ago, people argue that God does not have like providential care of us. And I looked at them like, you're crazy. Because providential care is occurring at a favorable time, opportune, advantageous, favorable, auspicious, propitious, involving divine foresight or intervention, divine, heaven-sent, and miraculous. So if you have little faith, you might be saved. You might even have salvation faith. And you believe God to save you. But you do. But those people who have little faith do not believe that God will move supernaturally and intervene for their care and their well-being and to take care of them and to take them through life.
Wow.
You heard me define this realm of faith as the outer court, Passover, which is our salvation, the wilderness, or the first heaven. I have defined these in these different analogies throughout the Bible. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So even our salvation, we can't boast in it, because it too is the gift of God. Little faith, y'all looking at me, I like that. I like that when I have your attention.
Yes.
You're not sleeping on me today. Little faith relies on everything and everybody except God. Okay. Somebody's not taking care of me.
Yeah.
Somebody's supposed to take care of me. Oh, somebody owes me. There's entitlement. The government's supposed to take care of me. Somebody's supposed to take care of me. That's little faith. That was in little faith, believing God, but they have not made him Lord.
Okay, so
y'all with me today. Good. Y'all preaching with me. I like this. Okay, number two is great faith. When we hear and receive the truths of the scriptures and our spirit enlarges, we're brought to another dimension of faith. Matthew 8:10. When Jesus heard the centurion, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. He had the faith to believe that Jesus could heal his daughter and not even go to his house. Jesus did not have to be present to heal him. Matthew 15:21-28. Jesus answered and said to her, and that would be the woman of Cana, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that hour. 1 Timothy 3:13. For those who have served well as deacons, obtain for themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Not their faith. They've obtained for themselves faith in the faith of Jesus. Great faith hears and receives the truth of the scriptures. Through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we're brought into another dimension of faith. This is the faith to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, believe God for miracles, healings, provision, safety, well-being, and his providential care and intervention into our lives. That means that we know. Faith is a fact. We know for a certainty that God is going to intervene in our life as long as we are on this earth.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Great faith belongs to you. It's your faith in action. You're able to release it where and when you need it. In this fear, Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. You prophesy according to your faith, to this faith. You move in the gifts according to this faith. I have told you the story of many years ago. It was this baby that was born with a waterhead. And I didn't know the couple, but all many churches in the city were praying for this baby's healing. And one of my friends knew the couple, and she came, and the Lord spoke to me. And he said, Carolyn, I want you to go lay hands on this baby because I want to heal this baby. So I told my friend who knew the couple, because everybody was praying. Well, it offended the couple. Why would God choose you when we're the ones doing the praying? But they allowed me to come. And I laid hands on the baby. Today the baby's normal.
Amen.
Okay. See, that didn't have anything to do with me.
Amen.
That's God's faith.
Yes.
The faith had the people to believe God and cry out to God. The people were crying out to God through their faith and knowing that God could and would heal. But then God spoke with God's faith and God healed.
Amen.
Do y'all see the difference?
Yes.
Y'all see where I'm going to here. Okay. Great faith. Let me go back here. In the past, you heard me define this faith realm as the second heaven, the holy place, Pentecost, entering, crossing Jordan, entering Cana. This is the realm of Old Testament faith, and it's found in Hebrews 11. New Testament faith is found in Hebrews 12. Hebrews 11 faith is in part and brings a good report. We can die with it and not obtain the promise. I'm talking about great faith. I'm not talking here. I went from great faith to God's faith a while ago. Okay? I'm talking about great faith here. All except Abraham, whose faith was made perfect. James 2, 21 through 23. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith working together with his works and my works, faith was made perfect? Mm-hmm. Scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Mm-hmm. He was called the friend of God. Okay, so now let's go to number three, perfect faith. This is what I'm reaching for. I've had God operate. I've had God's faith operate in me. I'm sure you have too. Faith would enter you, and it would rise up, and you would speak. Most of the time, unless God does this, and I like to have that all the time, thank you very much, God. We are going to God. I have the faith because I have a gift of faith. I have the faith to believe God for anything for you. You need a $10,000 miracle? Release it. You need healing for diabetes? Lord, release it. Because it comes from God.
Amen.
But that's my faith.
Yes.
My faith in God. Which came to me as a gift of faith. And isn't mine anyway. Okay. Perfect faith. The highest level of faith. James 1:6. Let him act in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of sea driven and tossed by the wind. In this scripture, James is referring to asking for wisdom. He says, if you ask for wisdom, if you receive it in faith. On March the 20th, 2000, the Lord spoke to me in the night. Carolyn, there are three levels of my wisdom. It's my conclusion that all the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit operate in all three realms of the Spirit in different levels of power. I've often described this third realm as faith forward. New Testament faith, the faith of Jesus, is revealed in Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12 faith is faith in the fullness and makes itself no reputation. We can conquer death with it and obtain the promise. And if you're trying to build your reputation, I don't believe you will operate in faith glory, because it will cost you your reputation to speak it. It will even make you look like a fool at the risk, because you might be wrong, because you're going to have to speak something out that might look like it is impossible. As a matter of fact, in the natural, it is impossible. Mm-hmm. And so God is going to have you declare it and speak it out, and you will risk looking like a fool, and you will risk losing your reputation. So there's no room for pride and vainglory and vanity of religion in this realm of faith.
All right.
Okay, just make sure y'all know what y'all getting into here. In case you have any of that left on you. While Jesus was on earth, he walked in this perfect dimension of faith influence. He spoke, transacted, was directed by, and functioned under the understanding of God's perfect will and methods of divine operation. He only did what he saw the Father doing. He only said what he heard the Father speaking. Perfect faith is the actual faith of God, not faith from God. Okay, you see the distinction there. It's God's action. It's the same faith that when God spoke and said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Because God had the faith to create light. Because he is faith. God wants us to have that creative faith operating in us. Let cancer fall off. Let blind eyes see. Let where there are no eyes, let there be eyes. That's God saying that. Okay, y'all following me here? Y'all looking at it kind of funny. Because I know I've experienced it. But I don't live in it all the time. Okay, but I felt it last night when I was pulling this together. It came into me. Okay. Acts 3:16. His name, and that would be Jesus' name, through faith in his name, Jesus, has made this man, lame man at gate beautiful, strong, and you see enough. Yes, the faith which comes through him, Jesus, has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Was it the lame man's faith? He didn't have any. He just wanted, he was a beggar. Give me money. I've been begging for money my whole life. Give me money and I'll be just fine. So when his faith, Peter said, "It wasn't my faith." He said, "This was under the power of the name of Jesus Christ." It was in Jesus Christ's faith that Peter moved. The faith of God came into Peter. And I'm going to read it to you. Peter said that. He said, "Faith in Jesus' name has healed this man standing before you. It is the faith that comes through believing in Jesus' name that has made the crippled man walk right in front of your eyes." Jesus spoke through Peter with that level of faith. So Peter says, "Not my faith. Don't look at me. And lame man, don't look at him." It's Jesus' faith came in. Salvation faith relies on faith in God. Our faith input determines our miracle output. And we're not having a lot of miracles in church in these days. Little here, little there. We hear about it. Oh, I've seen it in my lifetime. Most of what I have seen have come through gift of miracles. People who have gift of miracles. A gift given to them by God that has been given to them. What we're talking about here is God faith that creates. A level of faith where actually, where we're supposed to have the mind of Christ, that we own the faith of God. Do y'all want that?
Yes. Yes.
Faith in God believes the miraculous is accessible when and how God permits. Okay? Now, I have to admit, okay, with my gift of faith, I'm kind of there. Okay, if God gave you the faith to say, hey, I'm going to have a new Cadillac, okay, and I don't care if you get 10 of them, and they don't care if I get you 10 of them, okay, no problem with me. All right, okay, is that your faith believing that God did that, or is it God speaking to you that he's going to do it? Okay?
Good question.
So I'm kind of in between with my faith. Okay, did God speak to you? If he did, he's going to do it. Are you believing God by your faith? Faith in God believes the miraculous is accessible when and how God permits. But the faith of God understands the new covenant by divine revelation and knows that the miracle is available now. It's now. And are y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
It's now faith. Faith is a fact. It is. That which is in heaven will be heavenly on earth. Everything in heaven is now. Everything in heaven is blessed and happy and provision. So God's faith is a now faith. I'm just talking to you here. Okay. I'm asking you to grow with me today. The faith of God relies on the Holy Spirit's ability alone. Faith imparted to us by the Spirit is perfect, permanent, and cannot be swayed.
That's good.
This faith that Jesus had is available for us today. Okay, let's take an example here. Everybody brought this up. Different prophets said that we would have a little white church. Remember? Okay. But we didn't. All right? Does that make them false prophets? No. It could be that God hasn't finished all that he's going to do. And we just have to wait around until God does it.
Yes.
And it could be that those people that God dealt with to do what he wanted them to do didn't do what God called them to do.
Yes.
Which we know there was a number of those. Mm-hmm. So God had to move us like he did the Israelites. They had to wander all around the wilderness because people didn't do what God told them to do. If they had obeyed God, they would have gone straight on into Canaan land and taken over the land, and they would have taken the whole land, and there wouldn't still be a bunch of ites going over there. Joshua didn't do all he was supposed to do.
That's right.
Okay, so somebody they didn't do what God told them to do, so God changes the course. Okay. This date that Jesus had is available for us today. Church is not seeing the miracles that we ought to be seeing. We're not seeing the supernatural intervention of God into our churches that we ought to be seeing. And we have grown comfortable with it. I mentioned to someone I was talking to maybe Wednesday night that if the power of God hit the church today and all of the incredible manifestations that happened when the power of God hit, it would terrify people.
Yes.
Yes, it would.
Look, I'm ready. Bring it on. Yeah. I bring it on. Give me Jesus. The same faith that healed the lame man. That beautiful. Paul declares in verse 12, we didn't make this crippled man walk by, I'm sorry, Peter. We didn't make this crippled man walk by our own power of authority. The God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has done this. For he has glorified his servant Jesus. Okay, not Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did it. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did it.
Right. Okay.
Paul is speaking about a supernatural faith of God that is divinely given to us. Perfect faith enables us to overcome and open up the floodgates for a deluge of anointing. This faith doesn't come from self-effort or positive confession, but from the Spirit of God. This is the faith that I have seen people who were challenged in all kinds of ways, and they still be able to prophesy because they're not prophesying according to their faith and prophesying to that God faith that put in them.
Mm-hmm.
Or even people who are we're ministers, we know they're in sin. And they're still able to do miracles. God speaks, and they speak it. The faith of God is what the writer of Hebrews was speaking about when he said, by faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made up of what was visible. Within the realm of faith of God, that everything came into being in the beginning. The faith of God can only come by supernatural infusion and will synchronize our steps in the Spirit as the Word of God becomes the power of God living inside of us. We need this back, church. We've lost it. I'm not just talking about Eastgate. I'm talking about the church universe. I believe God is restoring it. He's doing it through certain ministers here and there. We're beginning to read about them. That God is beginning to restore this back into the church. Don't you want to walk down the street and your shadow heal someone?
Amen.
Don't you want to see the dead raised? Wouldn't you love to walk into that synagogue and have the power to raise all of those 11 people that were killed? Well, Harold, you're talking pretty wild today.
Come on. There.
I get finished here. It was in this realm of faith. That everything was created. Faith takes on different expressions. And I was posting these last night because my faith was high. And that's the way God was able to speak to me about the election. Because my faith was high. And when I did, he spoke to me about the election. When your faith is high, then you're high up in the spirit, which we're going to talk about in a minute. You're up in that spirit and you're apprehending that realm of faith. God will speak through you in that realm of faith. Okay, so faith hears. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. Jesus said, whoever has ears, let him hear. Faith sees. Faith sees in the realm of the spirit. Faith is never blind. There is no blind faith. Do you remember when faith, y'all may not remember, when we first began to move in the faith movement? I was around when the faith movement began, and some of the outer court ministers were saying that we were moving in blind faith. Well, I was just moving, trying to, like, I was pretty young back then, so I was just trying to figure this thing out. Yes. Well, I can here to tell you, 50 years later, faith is not blind. Mm. There is no such thing as blind faith. Mm. Don't receive it. Faith sees.
Yes.
Faith sees the solution and not the problem.
Yes.
Faith sees the answer, not the question. Faith sees the miracle, not the mess. Faith gives us eyes to see what God sees. Faith speaks. Fear-filled words will defeat you. Negativity will defeat you. Do you speak what is negative? You are speaking yourself into the earth. Mm-hmm. Our words reveal the thoughts, intents, and beliefs that we carry within. When we receive the faith of God for an issue, our words change. People have issues. If you have an issue, you're not walking with God in full faith. You're giving your issue more power than what God says. This is what begins the supernatural shift in the natural realm. Faith boldly speaks the word that has the power to save. Faith speaks of the promise as though already received long before it ever naturally felt. Hello, I'll get that out. It is never naturally felt, see, or heard. Okay. So God allowed me to have that faith last night when I posted on the internet, church, we won this election. Hasn't happened yet. Good. How did I say it? I said, we have won this election. That means from what I saw and what I heard, it's already happened in the realm of the spirit.
Yeah.
You're calling things that you know as though they already were.
Yes. Because that's what, yes, I spoke faith, and it is. But what I thought was it is, it's already done. Okay, now I like to have that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be tested, y'all. So you gotta say it. And then you risk being a, well, she's a false prophet. I tell you what, I'll take that risk. You know? I have no reputation. I'll walk out on that. If I don't walk out on that, I'm never going to be able to walk in the supernatural.
Amen. That's the word right there.
Faith speaks what it sees in the supernatural dimension. When the voice of faith speaks, vision is received. Your words contain the power to create the world you will walk in tomorrow. Fathers and mothers, don't put down your children. Speak words of faith over your children.
Amen. Amen.
Your future is contained within the words that you speak today. Go into the heavens and listen to what God is saying. Surely you don't want to listen to those pundits. If you listen to them, this election was lost before it ever started. You know why? Because they're worried about their reputations. They're going to take the history that we have never won a midterm election. Okay, so they are worried about their reputations because they're all trying to be prophets. Prophets of Baal. And so they're declaring things, and they're giving themselves a little wiggle room. And God showed them all up at the presidential election. And they had all declared that we were going to lose that election. And they were all sitting there with egg on their face. All of them were wrong.
Jesus Christ.
Go into the heavens and listen to what God is saying. Don't listen to those people. They're prophets of Baal. Listen for his words. See the pictures, images, and colors he displays. See what God is doing, then declare it. Speak it into the atmosphere by faith, then watch him confirm it for you. I have recently been accused, and it's false, but that's okay, that my preaching causes people to be competitive when I speak about the power of God, that people become competitive. We are never competitive with God's gifts.
No.
Are the opposites. If you have this, if God speaks that faith in you, brother, you declare it to me, and I am going to enjoy that same faith that is in you.
Yes.
I will be blessed by it. We tell people around us, somebody's got more faith than me. Speak it to me. Faith taste. Faith has the ability to taste the flavors of heaven. The scriptures tell us that God's word is sweet like honey. Psalm 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Faith acts. Faith requires action. God's word always prospers. Okay, so if God's faith entered me to tell Jenny that she is going to become a wealthy woman, but I don't tell her, then my faith didn't have any action to it. You see, because in my speaking it, the power of God is there. And I would be withholding from Jenny her blessing because I didn't act on what God spoke to me.
I would invite you to speak that now.
Amen. By my faith, I think that Jenny Bell will become a wealthy woman. Amen. You're already rich in the spirit. You have every blessing in the woman of good.
Jenny said, I receive.
I receive.
But you're going to get accused of name and appointment. Huh? You're going to get accused of name and appointment.
Try
it with me too.
I've been accused of everything you can think of. You know why I've got to preach this message? Because faith in the church has become weak because we have been through so many trials and tribulations. We have been through so many battles. We, as a nation and as a people and as churches, we have been through so many struggles, and if I don't stand up here and declare this faith to you, then your faith will become a little faith, and I'm going to be accountable to God.
Amen.
Amen. I like that. I don't
care. Every day.
That's fine. Yeah, I can see that.
I'm about to finish this, y'all.
Take your time.
Okay, I just have to keep figuring out where I am. But the faith of God moves you to action. You won't be able to stand still when God's word becomes alive in you. You will become bold.
Yes. All right.
Faith reaches out and takes hold of whatever grace provides. You will become a different person when God's faith takes a hold of you. Like me. Y'all don't believe how shy and quiet and but when I preach, you would never know it.
Is that to encourage us or discourage?
Because the boldness and faith of God in these things. And delayed obedience is disobedience.
Yeah.
Now I'm telling you, I've been guilty of this. God speaks, and I'm like, oh my goodness. Does that really mean what I think it means? Or how, what does that, you know, trying to figure it out, just do.
Yeah.
Do what God said.
Yeah.
Everything about this faith realm is contingent upon our willingness to respond. We must do what we say and say what we do.
Amen.
And do it promptly.
Yep.
Amen.
If faith truly believes, then it will act on what it believes and it will prosper accordingly. God looks for people who will respond by faith and take action to make his glory known in the earth. That's my plan. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I want you to get rich and be prosperous, and but I want God's glory to be known in your life. Mm-hmm. I want God's glory to be known on the earth.
Amen.
I want God's glory to show up all of these naysayers and pundits who are speaking negativity over this nation.
Yes.
To make them look like fools.
Time for God to get the headline instead of the devil.
Come on, Joanne, I'll look when I get Joanne stirred up. Okay, faith receives. Faith doesn't wait till later. Faith receives now. We must reach into the faith realm to receive. By faith, we reach up physically with our hands, and we've done that, and apprehend that which the Lord desires to bless us with. If I give you $1,000, and I lay it on Bonnie's lap, $1,000, and she just walks off and leaves it,
won't happen.
She didn't receive. She didn't receive, right? We've got to, we can't say, oh, you know, I'm not good enough for that. You know, surely God wouldn't do that for me. I'd be guilty. Like I told y'all last week, he told me to preach on money. I said, who, me? You know? Me? Okay, when God gives us something, you can't say, oh, you know, I don't deserve this. You know, as Kathy Walker says, I'm a worm. No, if God gives you something, receive it.
All she knows.
This is practicing how to place the natural into the supernatural. Jesus said, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Mark 11:24, put it to the test. Focus on whatever you need for your home, your family, your spiritual and physical well-being, and receive it by faith right now. Reach into the faith realm and say, faith receives, and so will I receive by faith. I will receive my miracle. Since faith receives and I have faith, I will receive what I have to need today. Shall we do that right now?
Yes.
Okay, y'all stand up and do this. So I'll be a little bit higher up in the heavens. Reach up into the heavens. Oh, Lord God, I ask you for God's faith to come into me. And Lord, by faith, I receive. And Lord, I pray that your glory will manifest upon the earth. And Lord, that your glory will bless these people in this church, and they will go forth and magnify and minister the glory of God in the earth. Lord, I pray that all their financial needs are met. Their families are saved. Oh, Lord, that they have the healing of their body. Lord, and in that faith realm, that everything is down, and that heaven's coming down and filling us with heaven. And in the realm of heaven, there's no sickness, there's no crying, there's no sorrow, there's no pain, and there's no need.
Yes.
We call it down into our being.
Amen.
Bride, are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.